Good morning.
Good morning.
I'm very excited to be here with you guys this morning.
早上好，非常感谢可以能来到我们中与大家在一起。
Are you guys excited to be here?
Yes.
大家有没有很开心能够来到我们中
呢？ Did the wind wake you up last night? It was so windy last night.
昨天晚上刮大风。
Yeah, me too.
有没有听见？
But it's a good thing because we're going to be talking about faith today.
虽然昨天刮风，但是这是很好的，因为我们今天会讨论的题目就是信心。
And faith is kind of like the wind.
信心有时候就像大风一样。
You cannot see it, but you can see what it produces.
我们可能看不到它，但是能看到它的结果。
Bible says that faith is the evidence of things not seen.
圣经上说信心是所未见之事的确据。
And so today we're going to be talking about this important topic of how you grow in faith.
今天我们会跟大家分享的是我们怎么样在信心里成长。
There are two big things that God wants to do in your life here on this earth.
在地上，上帝希望在让我们通过信心有两件事情。
Number one, God wants to help you to maximize your time here.
第一个就是上帝希望把我们的时间弄到最宝贵、最大化。
Many people waste their time here on this earth.
很多人在地上都在浪费时间。
And that's very unfortunate because we're only here a short time.
但是非常不幸的，因为我们在地上的时间非常的短暂。
And the second thing is, God wants to prepare you for what's coming next, in the next life.
第二个部分呢，就是上帝希望我们在地上的时候准备我们，为了我们的将来来准备我们。
And both of these things, God is going to do them with faith in your life.
这两件事情，上帝都要通过我们的信心来把我们建立起来。
So that's why this topic is so important for us to discuss.
这是为什么今天我们讲的这个题目是非常重要的。
God has big plans for your life.
上帝对我的生命有一个很高的计划。
God's plans for you are much bigger than you think.
上帝对我们的计划往往大于我们自己所思所想的。
You might have an idea of what you're going to do with your life, but God has another idea.
或许我们自对自己的人生有计划、有规划，但是上帝对我们有一个更高、更完美的计划。
Because God can see the future that we cannot see. We can only see so far. If you are 30 years old, 40 years old, probably you're doing something now you didn't expect to be doing 15 years from now ago, 20 years ago.
或许你会发现说你并没有期待说你现在做的事是你15年前计划所做的。
Many children or people in high school, you can ask them, what do you plan to do with your life? But if you see them 20 years from now, 30 years from now, they're doing something totally different. So life can bring a lot of changes that alter our plans.
所以生命人生会给我们的生命带来很多改变，跟我们最初计划的是不一样的。
Life can be very uncertain.
人生是有很大的不确定性。
But I have good news for you. I have good news for you.
我有一个很好的消息给你们。
If you have faith in God,
如果你在神里面有信心，
life can be very certain.
你的人生是非常确定的，有确据。
Because God's plans for you are perfect. And if you trust in Him and you walk with Him, you can be sure the final destination will be perfect. Now, in the story that we read, it's a very interesting story about an impossible situation.
我们会有一个故事分享的是一个关于使徒的故事。
These men had a condition that no one could fix. They were blind. They had a condition no one could fix. They were blind.
他们有一个出现的生命一个状况是没有人可以去解决的。
Their life was a life of begging. They were beggars. They were always asking for money. Then
他们是过着一个乞丐的生活。
And they were friends. All they had was each other. Now imagine you are blind. And yet you have more faith than the people who can see. That is what this story is about. Sometimes the people who can see are really the blind ones. So these are two people who have no hope. And they hear about Jesus. People have told them about Jesus. They've heard stories about Jesus doing miracles. But they have not seen these miracles with their own eyes. They've never seen Jesus before. They've only heard. And when Jesus comes to where they are, they begin to cry out. Have mercy on us, Son of David. Son of David, what do they mean by that? This is a title for the Messiah. They are acknowledging that Jesus is the one whom God has sent. They are acknowledging that Jesus is the Savior of the world. Now, amazing about this passage, Jesus doesn't stop to talk to them. He keeps going. But these blind men keep following.
It
says, when he had gone indoors, they came. They followed him. And then Jesus turns to them and asks them this important question that he's asking you today. What is the question? Do you believe that I am able to do this? Now, God has things in your life that He wants to do. You may be faced with impossible situations even now. There may be something in your life where you are saying there's no hope. And yet you are here. Because you have faith in God. And what Jesus is asking you today is this: do you believe that I am able to do this? Now look what happens next. He touches their eyes. And he says, according to your faith, will it be done to you? According to your faith. And the lesson of this story is very clear. There are things that God wants to do in your life. But if you don't believe, God will not do them. Now this is very important to understand. There are two requirements here. Number one, you must ask. They said, have mercy on us. And number two, you must believe that God is able to do it. So that story is really just to set the way for us as we journey in this message. I want to talk about how we grow in faith. And I want to talk about characteristics of people who have faith in the Bible.
我想跟大家讲的就是有信心的人，在圣经当中有信心的人，他们有什么样的属灵的品格？
And also of people today.
也是对我们现代的信徒有关系的。
And the first characteristic that I want to talk about is this.
第一个属灵的品格就是
People of faith are more focused on God than themselves.
有信心的人，他们会专注在上帝身上，更多于在他们自己身上。
They are not happy when God is dishonored.
如果神没有得荣耀的话，他们会不开心，会不高兴。
For example, the story of David in the Bible.
有个例子就是大卫的例子。
When Goliath is there defying the armies of God, when he's there saying, "Who can defeat me?"
当哥利亚就是那个巨人与大卫的军队对阵的时候，他还说：“你们当中谁可以打败我？”
David says to him, I come against you in the name of the Lord Almighty. Whom you have defied. I assume you remember the story of David and Goliath. Goliath is this giant. David is this small teenager. And Goliath comes out to challenge this whole army and says, whoever can defeat me, if you defeat me, we will all be your slaves. But if you cannot, then you will be our slaves. And the Bible says everyone in Israel was so afraid, no one would go out to fight this guy. So here you have someone who is the smallest person, the youngest person, the most inexperienced person. And he goes out to fight this giant, but why? Because he's doing it for God. He's doing it for God's name. He's not doing it for himself. He does not even know what will be the outcome. But he believes God will give him the victory. And so he goes out to fight this giant with just a slingshot. This giant has great armor. He has a spear. He has all the experience of warfare. But the Bible indicates he has a weakness. Even though he is this giant warrior, he has a weakness. He cannot see very well. So even though David is small, he has an advantage from a distance. Up close, Goliath will defeat David easily. But from a distance, David knows he can win. But he better not miss. So what we see in this story is a combination of faith and action. God is taking David, who has limited experience. But he's using that limited experience to defeat a giant. And this is an example of what God wants to do in your life. God wants to take the small things that you have. He wants to do big things with them. And if you are trying to do this for God, you will do amazing things and you will see your faith grow. And this brings me to the second characteristic of people of faith. People of faith are attempting to do great things for God. When they see challenges, when they see difficulties, they step up into action. People of faith are not just waiting around. They are people of action. There is a famous person alive today named Brother Andrew. He would smuggle Bibles into the Soviet Union. Now this took great faith. He would pack the car full of Bibles and drive into the Soviet Union with these Bibles. And when he would drive through the checkpoints, he would pray. He would pray, "Lord, you have made blind eyes to see. Now I pray you will make seeing eyes blind." And he brought thousands and thousands of Bibles into the Soviet Union. And then one day, God gave him even greater faith. In 1982, God spoke to him. And he said, "Begin a 7-year prayer campaign for the Iron Curtain, for the Soviet Union to collapse." So he began to pray. And he began to call on Christians all over the world to pray for 7 years. For the Soviet Union to collapse. So the gospel can go into these places. Now many people probably thought this is crazy. This was at the height of the Cold War. The Soviet Union was very powerful. But 7 years later, it happened. Now, this is something that is documented. Everyone knew. Brother Andrew was praying for this 7 year. And some people believed and some people did not believe. I think most people did not believe. But why did Brother Andrew have such great faith to ask God for this great thing?
But why did Brother Andrew have such great faith to ask God for this great thing?
Because he experienced the miracles of God in a small way when he was bringing the Bibles in. And so the point is that faith is always growing. God wants us to be faithful with the faith that we have right now. Maybe God wants you to be a billionaire. But right now you only have faith to be a millionaire. You only have faith to be a millionaire. That's okay, start there. God will take you step by step to where He wants you to be. So this is principle number two. Be a person of action. Number three. People of faith persevere through difficulties. The Bible says, consider it pure joy when you face trials. Now, how many of you are excited when you face trials? I don't know very many people get excited when they have trials, okay? The Bible says, be joyful always. I have a friend. He is Chinese. He's a pastor in the Philippines. He's been through many, many trials in his life. When he was away teaching a Bible study one time, armed men came to his house. People with guns came to his house. His children were by themselves. And these armed men came into the house. They raped one of his daughters. He was teaching a Bible study. And so when he comes home, his heart is devastated, he is broken. He's thinking, how can God allow this to happen to me? I am a servant of God. I am out doing God's work and this happens. The police came. And they did their investigation and they found a man who did this. And in the Philippines, they have a different kind of justice than in America. And so the police said to my friend, do you want us to finish these guys? Kill them.
Yeah.
So my friend had a choice to make. And he prayed. And then he came back to the police and he said no. So these men were put in the prison. In the Philippines, this is a life sentence. And one day, God spoke to my friend and said, go to that prison and talk to them about me. And so he went to the prison. And he said, I want you to know that I forgive you.
He said,
The man began to weep. He fell to his knees. He put his head down on the feet of Michael and just began to weep and to weep and weep, begging for forgiveness. And that day, this man became a Christian. My friend shared with him about Jesus, about the forgiveness of Christ. And two things happened on that day. Two men, broken men, were healed by God. After that day, the power of God came into my friend's ministry. His small church began to grow and grow. Today it is a church of 80,000 people in the Philippines. His daughter, she has been used by God in an amazing way. You can go on YouTube and hear her story. I just went there yesterday and saw the number of hits on the YouTube. 1.8 million people. I've heard her story. And God has used her in an amazing way to speak into the lives of many, many people in the Philippines. And so what I've seen in their life is that God allows us to go through challenges and difficulties. But He never abandons us. He will walk through those valleys with us. And He will do something amazing with the pain that we have gone through. I will just tell you one more story about this family. They have been through a lot. And every Chinese person in the Philippines has been through a lot. They are the most kidnapped people, the most robbed. They have a difficult life. But this family is the most joyful, positive family I have met. I remember one time when one of the daughters had her purse stolen. Someone smashed her car and stole her purse. And I remember her attitude at that moment. She was not angry. She said, God is going to teach me something through this. And so she went to her dad and said, Dad, what should we do? I lost everything, my driver's license, credit card, everything's lost. Her father said, let's pray. And they prayed, and that day, someone discovered her purse on the streets. Now Manila is a big town, okay? 20 million people live in the city. In this massive city, someone found this purse. Everything was there. And they contacted her. And returned the purse that very day. Now that to me is quite amazing. But that is what happens when your trust is in God. When your mindset is positive. And this is characteristic number four.
这就是我们第四个属灵的品格，有信心的人会有一个积极的，对于未来有积极的一个观点。
People of faith have a positive outlook.
有信心的人有一个积极的态度。
And you can see this even in the business world, for example.
我们甚至会在商业领域里都看见这样的事情。
Every entrepreneur, every business person will have difficulties. Everyone in life will have difficulties. But the difference is how you respond to those difficulties. Some people, when they get knocked down, they stay down. Other people, when they get knocked down, they bounce back. Faith gives you the power to bounce back. And the reason is this: faith produces hope in your life. Hope is the belief that things will get better. And so people of faith are very hopeful people. Number five. People of faith know God's word. The Bible says that faith comes from hearing the word of God. If you want to know where does faith come from, the Bible tells us. Faith comes from the Word of God. Why is that? Because all faith comes from knowing what God wants done. And I'm talking about biblical faith. There are two kinds of faith in the world. There is faith that comes from God. And there is faith that comes from the evil one, from Satan. Faith that comes from God produces results in your life that are very positive and good. They are life-giving. They bring life. But there's another kind of faith that can bring destruction. Yeah. Because if your faith is in yourself, if your faith is in anything other than God, in the end, that faith will not bring good results. So the faith I'm talking about is biblical faith. And in order to have this faith, you need to know the Bible. You need to understand what God wants done. You need to understand God's promises for you. This is how you grow in faith, by growing in your knowledge of the Word of God. For example, in the Bible, we have the example of Daniel. Daniel was an amazing man of God. When he was a young man, he faced a test. He was taken as an exile to Babylon.
He was taken as an exile to Babylon.
He was a very smart man, so he was taken into the king's service. But he refused to eat the food at the king's table. Because he knew that that food was against God's laws for the Jewish people. So he said to the king, "We will only eat vegetables." And you can do a test and you can see if we are as strong as those who eat everything else. So he did this and he passed the test. Many years later, Daniel is reading the prophecy of Jeremiah. And he reads in that prophecy that God says for 70 years my people will be in exile and then they will return back to Israel. So what does Daniel do? The Bible says that Daniel fasted and prayed. Now this is an amazing story. God said, "I'm going to do this. In 70 years it will be done." So why did Daniel need to fast and pray for it to happen? Because that is the way God designed the world to work. God makes a promise, but unless someone believes it, it will not happen. And so if you want to be productive for God, know the Bible. Know God's promises. And then claim those promises in prayer. The Bible is full of promises for the believer. And you might say, "Why am I not seeing results in my life?" I can tell you the answer. You are not studying God's word. You are not claiming the promises of God's word. Because the Bible says God's word will always produce results. The Bible says God's word never returns to Him without accomplishing its purpose. So we need to know God's promises. Finally, people of faith walk in humility. Jesus said, "Apart from me, you can do nothing." I want you to pay very close attention to this. He says, "If you remain in me, you will bear much fruit. Apart from me, you can do nothing." This is John 15. This is the key to everything we've been talking about. Are you listening? Okay. Verse 7. "If you remain in me, and my words in you, ask whatever you wish, and it will be given you." I'll read it again. "If you remain in me, and my words remain in you, Ask
祈求,
whatever you wish,
无论祈求什么,
and it will be given you. Now here's the question.
但是问题来了,
do you believe that?
你信吗?
Do you believe that?
你信吗?
If you believe that, your life will never be the same.
如果你相信的话,
can you imagine?
可以想象吗?
If this is the reality of your life, whatever you ask of God, you receive it. That is the kind of faith that God wants to give you. What is the requirement? Remain in me, and my words in you. You need to know God. You need to know His word. And nothing will be impossible for you. I want to close with this story. It is one of my favorite characters in history. His name is George Mueller. He was known as one of the greatest people of faith in his generation. He was just a young man studying in seminary in London. And he saw all of the orphans. And he knew it was not God's will for there to be these orphans. God did not want there to be orphans without people caring for them. So even though he was a poor seminary student, he prayed, God, use me to do something to take care of these orphans. Now God used George Mueller in an amazing way in his generation to take care of every single orphan in England. One day, he was on a ship. This is many, many years later. And one of the things in George Mueller's life was that he was always on time. He was always on time to appointments. He believed God wanted him to be on time. Nothing wrong with being late, by the way, but that's George Mueller, okay? For him, he wanted to be on time. And this story is told by a ship captain who met George Mueller. They were going along, but there was a very big fog, and so they had to go very slowly. And so the captain says George Mueller came to him, and he said, sir, I have an appointment to make. And you're going very slow. Why are you going so slow? The captain said he knew George Mueller. George Mueller was very famous by then. He said, Mr. Mueller, I'm sorry, but we have this fog. We cannot go any faster. And Mueller said, sir, I have never been late in my life. He's an old man now. He says to the captain, come with me. Now you know captains of ships, you know, they're very strong people, very tough people. This old man grabs the captain by the hand and says, come with me. And they go into the captain's room. And George Mueller gets down on his knees. And he begins to pray, simple prayer. He says, Lord, This captain does not believe you can remove this fog. But I believe. And I ask you to remove this fog. So I can make my appointments. And then he got up. He said, Captain, open the door. The captain opens the door. The fog is completely gone. Now, how did George Mueller get to that point where he knew with such certainty that when that captain opened that door, the fog would be completely gone? It started many, many years ago, when he was a young man, and he trusted God for something very small. He took in a few orphans. He had no money. But he trusted God that God would provide. George Mueller never asked anyone for money his entire life. And so his faith began to grow and grow and grow. And he inspired an entire generation to live by faith. Now I have to tell you something very important. God wants to do the same thing with you. Do you believe that? God wants to do impossible things with your life. Bigger things than you know. God wants these realities that we talked about to be a reality in your life. Do you believe that? Jesus is asking the same question of you today that he asked of the blind men. Do you believe that I am able to do this? And the answer to that question is this. According to your faith, it will be done to you. In other words, your life can be as great as you have the faith for. Amen.
Amen.
Let us pray. Heavenly Father, we thank you for your word. We thank you for your promises. We thank you that we can grow in faith. We are not stuck where we are. And so, Heavenly Father, right now I pray for each of us that you would give us this gift of faith. That we would be faithful with what you've given us right now. And that we would know and believe that the best is yet to come.
And
you are going to do greater and greater things in us and through us. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Amen.